boo-hoo, why me? Life sucks. This isn't fair. Why me? Why me? Why me? But at some point, you gotta shut the fuck up and go, I don't know why me, but it's me, so what am I gonna do with it? Hello. Hello. And welcome to the Pretty Uncomfortable Podcast. We are doing take two of season two. I came back from a hiatus and I swore I was going to stick around. And you guys, listen, life has been lifing and things have been a struggle for me. I've been having a really, really hard time and that has been sapping my creativity and I've had a really hard time showing up. And it's bothered me that I can't show up. One of the most important things for me personally that I have learned with podcasting is understanding when I show up at the mic, whatever I am talking about is going to somehow benefit you, right? And it's really easy to get really absorbed in our own story and start sharing a lot, thinking it is going to be beneficial to you, the listener. And I have learned through doing this that that is not the case. And clearly, I am biased. Of course it's interesting. It's my life. Duh. No. You don't want all the details of my life. So I try very hard when I put an episode together to pull from my personal story to share my perspective on a topic, but to not make the episode about me, which has made it hard to show up currently because I am caught up in this fucking like pity party mess where like I can't think of anything but me. And I feel a super strong sense of imposter syndrome. I kind of feel like my life is a shit show right now. So who am I to show up and try and give any form of guidance or advice? Like, who the fuck am I? So I haven't wanted to show up. But I'm really bothered that I'm not, because I love you so much. I love being here. I love doing this. And I hate that I can't figure out how right now. And I had a conversation with a friend and she was kind of like, shut the fuck up. Just get in front of the mic. Like, your story is your story. And if that's the only way you're going to get in front of the mic, then do it and figure out the rest later. Like, stop putting these parameters that if you don't show up in this way, you can't show up at all. And so this is just a quick episode to say like, hi, I'm back again, I hope. We're doing take two of season two with a little bit of a different approach. I think I need to show up in a way that might be a little messier than normal. It might be a little bit more personal than normal. We might be, you know, Dear Diary. I don't know. But right now, it's the only way I can show up. And I want to just be here. So, yeah, I don't know what this is going to look like at all. But I think it is very important. I also want to make sure like people understand it's okay to not be okay. And you can still show up when you're not okay. People are not going to reject you just because you're having a shit day or shit week or maybe a whole bunch of months together or a big shit show. You are still important and you still have something to offer. And so here I am in my shit show offering what I don't know. Maybe today my only advice is I just want to make sure that we all understand we can have a pity party and we can feel sorry for ourselves and that is okay. You look at so much shit on like social media and it is just pushing positivity. Be positive about everything, appreciate everything, be thankful, grateful, all of it. Be positive. And then you're like, fuck positivity, fuck it. I don't know how to find it. I don't know how to be it. And so I must be a piece of shit because everybody else is doing it. Why can't I? And everybody else is lying. We all have off days and we all feel shitty sometimes. And it's okay to pity party it. Just know when your pity party has to end. The month of May has always been a very difficult month for my family. My brother committed suicide in the month of May. And so every May would come around and my mom would just spiral. I mean, I dreaded the month of May. She would spiral out of control in her feelings, in living in the past, in everything a mother must feel when they not only lose their child, but then lose them to something like suicide. And so I used to kind of have the caretaker role for my mom, and I would tell her, like, feel it. Just get in it and feel like shit and close the door and keep everybody out and do what you need to do. Throw the pity party, like, it, make it an epic fucking party. Like, get the streamers, get the confetti, bring in as many kegs as you want. Like, do keg stands, do shots, do what you need to do at this party, but know when the party needs to end. And don't let it go on for too long, right? Like, you let your party go too long, the neighbors are suddenly calling the cops because there is noise complaints and shit is getting weird, and we don't need that. We just want to sit in our misery for a brief moment, play in the confetti, have some cake, and then say, party's over, everybody has to go, it's time to clean up and move on. And so that's what I'm doing right now, is throwing the confetti away, sweeping it all away, drinking the last of the beer from the keg. Just kidding, I don't drink beer. It would be another shot of tequila. And then going, okay, but now what? I can only do this for so long, right? So here I am. Things have been shitty. I've just, ever since that chlamydia episode where that stupid man, I let him break my heart for the fourth time, it spiraled me. On top of that, at the same time frame, I started a new job, working a 9-to-5, which I have not done in a very, very long time. And insider information, I fucking hate my job. It stresses me out. I don't love it. And I don't know how to navigate a 9-to-5 life. And so there's that. And then my physical therapist broke up with me because I was being a terrible, terrible patient. And so she let me go because it was pointless for me to show up. I was not cooperating. For anybody that's new here, I was doing physical therapy because I have had two major back surgeries. The last one was a year ago. So I got fired from my physical therapist. I got dumped. I'm hating my new job. And, you know, I woke up one day and my shoulder was sore. And it turns out the way my life likes to go, it wasn't my shoulder. No, 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 no. I cannot be so lucky. It was my neck. And now I have some major issues with my spine and my neck. And I am looking at definitely, I'm going to need pretty major surgery that I'm going to put off for as long as possible. But I've been caught up in this headspace of boo-hoo, why me? Life sucks. This isn't fair. Why me? Why me? Why me? But at some point, you got to shut the fuck up and go, I don't know why me, but it's me. So what am I going to do with it? I'm going to show up here for you guys however I can. I don't know what it's going to look like. Might be a little messier than normal. I don't know. I might share more details than I usually do. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to show up. That's my point. So that's it. That's all I got for you. Just a quick reintroduction of, hi, I am back. I'm going to try my fucking hardest not to bail on you again. And let's just see what we get out of this ride. It's going to be interesting for both of us. So let's go. And in the meantime, until I show up again, you know the drill. Get out there. Be weird for me. And if you like me, you know, I thrive off of outside validation. So if you enjoy my podcast at all, please feel free to go and review it, give it a rating, share it with your friends, do whatever you need to do, because that's a huge help. I appreciate it a lot. That's it. I love you. And my messy ass will be back hopefully soon.